Ja, lobe den Herrn.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Entschuldigung für die Verspätung.
Sorry, I was a bit
Wir
late.
haben Brotbrechen hier
We
in
had
Fountain
the
Valley.
Lord's table here in Fountain Valley earlier.
Ihr seid abends, wir sind vormittags hier in
So it's
Kalifornien.
evening time for you in Germany, but it's the morning here in California.
Ja, lobe den Herrn. So ein Brotbrechen. Der Tisch des Herrn und
Yeah, the
Feste zu
breaking of the bread,
halten,
the
da
table,
darf
the
man nicht
Lord's table,
verpassen.
and to keep the
Das
feast.
ist
We
so
shouldn't miss that.
kostbar,
It's so precious.
wichtiger als alles andere.
It's more important than anything else.
Ja, lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Zeit vergeht.
The time is really
Heute ist der
passing us by.
13. schon, 12. schon,
Today
gell?
is April
12.
12th.
Wir brauchen mehr Zeit. Nicht um mehr
We need more time.
Erklärung zu haben über die
Not to
Bedeutung,
receive more explanation
nur
about the word
natürlich die
of the Lord.
Bedeutung sollen wir auch wissen,
Of course, we should know the
aber
meaning, but
viel
not
mehr
just to know the
Gemeinschaft zu
meaning.
haben, wie wir in die
And much
Erfahrung
more to have
hineinkommen.
fellowship about how we can enter into the experience of all
Mehr
this.
und mehr merken wir mit der Zeit und durch unsere Erfahrung im
Yeah,
Gemeindeleben,
through our experience in the
wie
church life and with the
praktisch
passage of time, we are increasingly
diese
realizing how
Stiftshütte für uns
practical
ist
this
beim Aufbau der
tabernacle
Gemeinde.
is for us when it comes to the
Im
building
Grunde
up
genommen
of
ist
the
der Aufbau
church.
der Gemeinde nicht anders als dieser Aufbau von der
In
Stiftshütte.
principle, the edification, the building up of the
Und wir
church is
müssen
no
alle
different than the building up of
lernen,
this tabernacle, and we all.
das Haus des Herrn, wie der Aufbau von der
We all have to
Stiftshütte,
learn
genauso
how to
aufbauen wie
follow
diesen himmlischen
exactly
Muster,
this
was
pattern,
Mose
this
damals
heavenly
gesehen
pattern
hat
that Moses also
und was
saw
wir heute auch
of the tabernacle
lernen
and
zu
what we
sehen,
also are
zu
learning to see
begreifen
today to lay
und
hold
treu
of
danach zu bauen, sonst
and to really
wozu?
build, be
Wir dürfen
faithful
nicht
to
denken,
this
dass
pattern when we build.
das, was wir heute tun,
We
anders
cannot
ist, als
just
was
think
Mose gebaut
that
hat.
what we are doing today is, or what we are building today is something different than what Moses was building.
Und schau mal, lies mal Hebräerbrief über Mose, Kapitel 3,
If you
wie
read
treu er
Hebrews
war
chapter 3
und
and you read
genau
about how
gebaut hat,
faithful he was and
nach dem
built
Muster, das
exactly
er
according
gesehen hat,
to the pattern that
dann
was revealed to
hat
him.
Paulus in Kapitel 9 erklärt
And
von
then
der
Paul
geistlichen
explained in chapter
Wirklichkeit von
9
all diesen
of the
Teilen
spiritual reality of all these
und von all diesen
parts
Opfern, dass es
and
Christus
of all
ist.
these
Gott
offerings,
möchte
which
keine
are Christ.
Tiere haben als
God doesn't
Opfer. Das
want
sind nur
animal
Bilder
sacrifices.
und es zeigt
Those
auf
are
Jesus
just
Christus.
pictures that
Deshalb hat die Bibel uns
point
gesagt in
to
Kolosserbrief,
Jesus
die
Christ.
Substanz,
That's why the
der
Bible
Leib,
tells us in Colossians that the
leibhaftig
substance,
ist es in Christus.
that the body is Christ.
Und wenn alle diese Opfer zeigen auf
And if all
Christus
these
hin,
offerings point
meint
or
ihr nicht, dass die
indicate
Stiftshütte zeigt auch
Jesus,
geistlich auf die Gemeinde
then don't
hin,
you think that the
sogar
tabernacle
auf
also
unserem ganzen Sein, denn
spiritually
wir sind der lebendige
points
Tempel
toward the
Gottes.
church? Because we are the living temple of God.
Ist das nicht vernünftig, so zu
Is that
verstehen?
not a reasonable way,
Ihr
way in
könnt
which to
euch
understand
selbst
the word?
überzeugen,
You can
zu
be persuaded
sehen, ob das
yourself.
nicht wahrhaftig so ist.
Is this not
Früher,
truly the case?
zur Zeit des Alten Bundes, waren die 10 Gebote
In the
auf
time
dem
of the Old Covenant, the Ten
steinerne
Commandments
Tafel.
were written on
Und
stone
wir wollen
tablets.
meinen, wir brauchen das Gesetz nicht mehr. Doch,
And
jemand
do
eben
we think today
geredet
that we
hat,
no longer
heute
need the
ist das
commandments? Yes,
Gesetz
we
noch
do.
da, aber
As
geschrieben
someone
nicht
prayed
auf
before,
steinerne
the
Herzen, sondern
statute, the
auf
commandments are there
fleischernes
today. The
Herz
law
hier,
is there today, but it's
hier,
not written on stone tablets, but
innen.
it's written on our hearts.
Du
It is
wirst sagen,
written
das
on
Gesetz brauchst du
flesh.
nicht mehr. Doch, noch mehr
So
brauchst du ihn,
it's not that
aber
we don't need the law
inwendig jetzt
anymore.
in
In
uns
fact, we need it
geschrieben.
much more today, but we need it inwardly.
Meinst du, was geschrieben wird in unserem Herzen ganz anders ist, als was geschrieben
And do you
war?
think that what would be engraved or written on our heart would be so Nein. Very different from what Nein. Was written back then?
Mindestens no. nach unserer Erfahrung können wir sagen,
at least according
es ist genau
to our experience, we can say it's exactly the same.
Du sollst same. Keinen anderen Götter haben, weil you es gibt nur einen Gott.
No
kannst du dieses
gods,
Gesetz ändern?
Because there is only one God.
Aber heute haben wir viele andere Götter.
But
Habsucht
now,
Götzen
actually, we have many other. We have many other
Selbstsucht,
gods. We have idols. Covetousness
is etwa anderes als
self,
Habsucht.
Self-centeredness or selfishness.
Wir halten uns selbst für so hoch und wichtig.
We think that we ourselves, we hold ourselves in such high regard. We
müssen
think we're so
alle
important.
Heiligen auf uns hören und nicht mehr auf
and
Christus.
In the end,
das haben wir auch
it erlebt. Might even result that we would say all the saints have to listen to me and not to
wer
Christ.
Wer ist
We've
denn das
this.
Haupt? Wir haben das Hauptsein Christi beiseite gelegt irgendwo.
Well, we've just put aside
und ersetzen
the headship
ihn als
of Christ,
das Haupt der Gemeinde.
And we've replaced him as the head of the church.
Wir verurteilen das Papsttum, aber
we
haben wir
judge
nicht einen Papst.
The Pope or the papacy.
Sogar am Ende machen wir uns selbst zum Papst.
Do we not ourselves have the same model? And in the end we even make ourselves the Pope.
Dann ist jeder ein kleiner Papst für sich.
Then everyone is a Pope unto themselves.
Alles, was da war, heute ist geistlich geschrieben.
Everything that was back then is written
und es ist
today,
sogar erhöht,
written in us.
Wie Matthäus 5 bis 7
and the
sagt.
Standard, as it says in Matthew 5 to 7,
ja, aber im
the
Prinzip
standard
ist
is
dasselbe.
Even higher, but the principle, the underlying principle
nur ist
the same.
Die Forderung noch höher, weil
but
jetzt wir dieses Leben haben,
is even
noch
higher
den Herrn,
today,
da brauchen wir keine
we
Furcht
have
zu haben,
us, so
dass die,
we don't have to
die Förderung sogar
that
erhöht
we
ist, weil wir
the higher
so ein Leben jetzt empfangen
we
haben.
Have such a life that
weil
we have
wie Römer 8 sagt,
as Romans 8
und
says,
jetzt diese gerechte Forderungen des Gesetzes
the righteous requirement
in uns erfüllt würde. Es muss immer noch
us.
Erfüllt werden. Aber jetzt
and
ist es möglich.
Must continue to be fulfilled.
Weil der Geist des Herrn, sein Leben, und der Geist ist nicht weniger als der Dreieinige Gott
possible
selbst.
Now because the Spirit and the life
der Geist
is
Gottes,
us.
Der Geist Christi,
and the Spirit of God is no less than the
Christus
God himself.
Wohnt in uns.
Because
und Gott
Christ
selbst
lives
wohnt
in us,
in uns.
And God himself dwells in us.
So alles, was geschrieben war, ist
so everything that has been
die
written
Wirklichkeit in uns. Und
is the reality
sagen,
in us
brauchen
today.
Wir nicht mehr. Nein,
and
das
we should not say, oh, I don't need that anymore.
Umso mehr,
that's
weil
not
wir
true.
Die Wirklichkeit jetzt
we actually need it so
sollen.
Much more because it's up to us to experience
am
the reality
Ende lügen
of all
wir
this.
Immer noch. Hä?
Otherwise we will
töten
end up
wir sogar, wenn
still
wir die
lying
hassen.
And even killing
wir haben die Brüder
if
schon
you
getötet.
Hate a brother.
Meinst du, du brauchst nicht
you hate the
dieses
brother,
Gesetz,
you've already
du sollst
killed
nicht töten?
So you think
aber warum
that
hast du
you
die
no
Brüder?
Longer need the voice
dann brauchst
the,
du dir noch
you
das
you no
Gesetz
need the
zu sagen,
you
du sollst
kill?
Nicht töten. Nur das Verständnis des Herrn in einem neuen Bund in, nach seinem Verständnis ist Mord nicht nur, wenn du mit dem Messer jemanden tötest oder heute mit einem
so murder is
Kugel
not just when
deinem
you
Kopf
kill somebody,
schießt.
Or if you shoot somebody
sondern wenn
in
du
head.
Jemanden hast, deinen Bruder hast,
someone,
hast du schon
if you hate your brother,
ihn getötet.
You've already
oder Unzucht. Du sagst, du treibst nicht.
Or fornication.
Ja.
You say,
aber
well, I don't
dieses
engage
Gesetz,
in that.
Du sollst nicht Ehebruch. Das
but this
steht
commandment
noch
that says
fest.
You should not commit adultery is still valid.
Nun sagen wir, wir haben es nicht gemacht. Ja.
And
aber
we say,
sagt,
well, I haven't committed it.
Schaut,
but the Lord said, if you
nach ihr zu lüsten,
if you lust after someone with your eyes,
im Herzen,
you've already committed
begangen.
Adultery
nicht
in your heart,
im Leibe
not
begangen,
in your body.
1. Korinther 6, aber im Herzen.
As it says in 1 Corinthians 6, but in the heart.
Im Herzen. Die Forderungen ist noch tiefer, noch höher.
The requirement
aber lob den
is
Herrn.
Deeper, higher.
Der Herr wohnt in uns.
But praise the Lord.
Wir haben heute den Heiligen Geist empfangen.
The Lord dwells in us.
Und wir haben diesen kupferne Schlange. Der Herr ist diese kupferne Schlange. Und durch den Tod hat er die Schlangen, Satan, den Teufel, vernichtet. Lob den Herrn.
And through this he has
errichtet. Die Sünde
death and
ist
the enemy,
Sünde.
The devil.
Also die Sünde.
You know, sin is not just sin. Sin is actually the serpent.
Wenn wir die Sünde als die Schlange verstanden haben und sehen, wie es ist, dann werden wir Angst haben vor der Sünde, Abstand nehmen.
What its true nature
was machst du, wenn du
then
eine Schlange
siehst? Really be afraid and distance ourselves from this.
Sogar eine sehr giftige Schlange. Markus, ich sehe Markus, du arbeitest sehr oft im Feld, damals im Garten.
Brother, you do a lot of work in the garden, in the field.
Was machst du, wenn du die Schlange siehst? Fliehen oder töten, gell? Ja, wenn du ihn nicht töten kannst, dann fliehst du. Wenn du nicht fliehen kannst, dann musst du dein Bestes tun, um ihn, um die Schlange um sie zu töten. Was machst du, wenn dir Sünde erscheint?
What do you do when sin appears?
Wenn du aber nicht erkennst, die Eva hat nicht erkannt, dass dieser Baum der Erkenntnis von Guten und Bösen die Schlange ist.
See, Eve did not realize. She did not recognize that this tree of knowledge of good and evil actually was the serpent.
Deshalb hat der Herr und Johannes der Täufer, als sie gekommen
that's
sind,
why
gesagt,
the
ihr,
when
was?
He saw
Schlangenbrut.
John the Baptist, he said, you are a brood of vipers.
Wir erkennen das nicht und wir haben nicht dieses Bewusstsein.
And don't have this consciousness.
Und je mehr wir das sehen, dann wirst du sehen, nein, das ist die Schlange.
And the more you see it, the more you realize, oh, now this is the serpent.
Da muss man Abstand nehmen. Jetzt kommt dieser Coronavirus, da müssen alle zu Hause bleiben. Und dein Zuhause heute ist in Christus. Unser Leben ist verborgen mit Christus in Gott. Das ist der sicherste Ort. Und dieses
yeah, and our
Schlange
life is
Virus.
Hidden with Christ in God. And that is actually the safest place to hide from this snake virus or the serpent virus.
Wo ist der beste Bleibe
where is the best
Ort?
Abode
selbst
or place to
Mose
stay?
Hat schon im Psalm 90 zu seiner Zeit gesehen und
Moses even saw in Psalm
90 immer,
in his time and
woher
I always
hat er
am
diese
amazed
Offenbarung bekommen?
Where
Gott,
did he receive
du bist unser
this revelation? Lord, you are our dwelling place. Yeah, from generation to generation.
Er hat für Gott eine Wohnung gebaut, aber er sagt Gott, du bist unsere Wohnung.
He built a dwelling
du bist
place
unsere
God,
Wohnung.
He also said, God, you are our dwelling place.
Ewig, von Generation zu Generation.
From generation
Gott
to generation.
Möchte unsere wahre Wohnung sein. Und wenn du
God
diese Stiftshütte siehst, siehst du zwar eine Stiftshütte, aber in jedem
and when you
Teil
see this picture,
da sehen
you see a tabernacle, but in every part we see
der dreieine Gott selbst.
It's actually the triune God himself.
Ja. Ja. So, es ist ein Geheimnis. Es
so
ist ein Geheimnis.
A mystery.
Die Wohnung Gottes. Ja, schau
the
mal,
place of God
am Ende
is
der
a
Bibel haben wir das neue Jerusalem.
You see, at the end of the Bible, we have the new Jerusalem.
Alle diese wunderbaren Materialien.
We have all these wonderful materials.
Das Material, oder?
Ja.
Ja, das Material, alle Materialien, das Material, das sind der dreieine Gott. Gold, Perle,
Gold, Pearls, Precious Stones,
Materiale, bekommt ihr dieses Material?
And where do you get these materials?
Silber.
Where do you get gold and silver and precious stone? As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3,
woher bekommen wir feine Leinwand?
Where do we get the white garment, the linen garment, or acacia wood?
Und alle Silber und Kupfer.
And what about the silver and the bronze?
Wenn ich von ihm und wenn wir alle diese Materialien, alle diese wunderbaren da zusammenbaut.
And when you take all these things and build them together, and you build together the materials that indicate the triune God, that are the triune God, when you take them all and build them up together, then what is this dwelling place?
Wenn ich frage, was ist diese Wohnung?
If I ask, what is this dwelling place? Well then, brother, what would you say?
Oder wer ist diese Wohnung?
What is this dwelling place, or who is this dwelling place? It's God himself.
Richtig.
That's right.
Genau.
God himself in the saints. That's what I like to hear.
Das möchte ich gerne hören. Das ist das Geheimnis. Und das war,
that's really the mystery.
Dass wir gelangen,
that means that
Einheit des Glaubens.
We grow not only into the oneness of our faith, not just to a mature grown man, but we grow into the fullness, to the measure of the fullness of Christ.
Und wenn die Gemeinde nach dem, was Paulus geschrieben hat in Epheser 1, ja, das ist eine
and as Paul wrote in Ephesians 1,
Definition von dem Leib Christi.
That's actually a wonderful definition of the body of Christ, is the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1:23. If we see that, then what is the body of Christ, if not the fullness of Christ himself? And in chapter 3, it says that our inner man needs to be strengthened. Why do I need a strong inner man?
Nicht, damit ich stark sein kann.
Not so that I can be strong to do so many things, this and that, and do a lot of activities.
Sondern damit Christus in meinem Herzen Wohnung macht.
But much more so that Christ may dwell in my heart. And my heart, which is a part of my whole soul, Christ wants to dwell therein.
Darin wohnen.
Yeah, he wants to dwell, make home in our heart. And I have to be rooted and grounded in love.
Liebe ist eine mächtige Substanz da, die Liebe für Gott.
Love is a powerful force. The love is stronger than death.
Viele Dinge tun wir heute nicht, weil wir diese Liebe für Christus.
There are many things we don't do today because we don't have this love toward Christ or the love toward the saints. And actually, the highest expression of the life of God is the love of God, because God himself is love. And if we are grounded in this love, then we really would have a burden to lay hold of all the dimensions of Christ together with all the saints. What are we learning today? Not so much teaching and so much knowledge. In the last 50 years, we have acquired so much knowledge, so much so that my head is exploding with knowledge. And in the end, I'll just have a big headache because it's not working. I'll have a puffed up, inflated head like a balloon. And we will all be so proud and think we know the whole Bible, and we know this, we know that.
brachte den Fall.
But pride comes before the fall. So then everything collapsed into itself, and then actually we are like the serpent.
Sondern am Ende, was noch?
No, that's not the result we want.
Zu erkennen ist die Liebe
Christi. What is much more wonderful is to know and recognize the love of Christ, which is above, higher than all other knowledge. And what is the end result of that? That we would be filled. Yeah, we would be filled with all the fullness of God. That has to be our prayer today. Lord, I don't want to know so much. Yes, Lord, do show me what I need to know and also give me revelation. But what I really desire is to be filled with all the fullness of God. And that is our desire today, and that can also sanctify us. Then God our Father will receive the glory, not only in Christ Jesus, but also through his church. To him be glory in Christ Jesus and in the church forever and ever. Amen.
Ja, es ist notwendig, das Wort, die Wahrheit.
Yes, it is necessary to know the word and the truth in all its purity. But just the knowledge without experience is dangerous and it makes us proud.
Besonders wenn die Liebe dann noch fehlte.
And especially if love is lacking and all these virtues are lacking, if we just skip over all the virtues that are described in 2 Peter, to be diligent and add to faith these virtues. Yeah. And then after that you can have knowledge. And so on.
Dann brauchst du noch Geduld.
And then you also need long suffering. You need endurance.
Du brauchst du Selbstbeherrschung.
You need self-control.
Ja. Selbstbeherrschung über dich selbst.
You need Geduld. Control over yourself. Patience towards others. Often we have such a lack of patience. The Lord had unlimited patience. Otherwise, none of us would be here today.
Und dann Brüderliebe und Gottesschutz und dann Göttlichkeit.
And godliness.
Göttlichkeit, Brüderliebe.
And then brotherly love.
Agape, die Liebe Gottes.
And agape, which is the love of God. That's the highest expression, the highest development. Do we all want to have an abundant entry into God's kingdom? Then we have to accept this recommendation from Peter. This was his experience.
Nach diesen Jahren im Gemeindeleben durch viele Versagungen.
So throughout all these years, through many failures and mistakes and difficulties and trials, I hope we've learned something from all this.
Wenn wir nicht lernen, dann kann Gott auch nicht machen.
If we don't learn, then there's not much God can do. We should not learn only the truth in the Bible, but we also have to study or know Christ. We also have to learn through mistakes and through our experience. Paul said that everything that was written about the people, the children of Israel, so that we would learn from their example. So we've got a lot to learn. We learn from both the positive and the negative. You know, this process of sanctification is not possible without judgment, because we still have this flesh. We are still infested, sick. Maybe the Lord has already healed us to some degree, but it continues. He still has to continue to judge us, and that's why there is also the trial by fire and judgment. Because unless something is tested or refined, our faith is mixed with so many things. Maybe it's precious, like gold and silver, but if it's mixed with other elements, earthly substance, then you can't use it. Then the value, it's not as valuable unless it's fully refined and pure. It still has to be worked on. Recall the description in Malachi 3:3. The Lord is refining us. He is purifying us. Yeah, so we still require a lot of purification from all mixture. This mixture has to be removed. And you might say, that's impossible. No one's perfect. Yes, today no one's perfect, but day by day, we have to be made more and more perfect, just like our Heavenly Father is perfect. And we have to be holy as He is holy. And if that were impossible, why would the scripture tell us to do it? But we have to learn to cooperate. And so part of this cooperation is to look again at this picture of the tabernacle in these days that will hopefully really penetrate us. That this image would really, that we would internalize it.
Instructions, wie sagt man, die Vorschriften und alles nur schriftlich bekommen und ohne das.
I don't think that God just told Moses a lot of verbal instructions without showing him the picture, the image of what this tabernacle should look like. Because there are many things actually that are not described in the word. But a picture is worth a thousand words. And we see this picture so wonderful, even the entrance, the outer court. It's so easy to say, oh, Christ is the entrance. Christ is the door. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay, I am the way, so that you can be separated and come out from this captivity.
Stall, ja, Entschuldigung, mein Deutsch ist jetzt so verrostet.
My German is getting rusty.
Stall, ja. Weißt du, der Stall sieht so aus wie eine Gefangenschaft.
You think that this fold looks like a cage or captivity, but the Lord is the door to let us out to the pasture so that we could have food, fresh air, liberty. But do not use the liberty as a cause for the flesh. You know, I noticed in the US, freedom and liberty is very good, and democracy is also excellent. But if we are fleshly and ungodly, then freedom is so dangerous. As we see now in this time in the US, the liberals, what does liberal mean? You know, liberty is a good word. But if you're liberal, that means you're free to do everything. You're free to take drugs. You're free to do this and that. In the end, you're lawless. So on the one hand, liberty is good and it's wonderful. But on the other hand, it's also very dangerous. Well, in the church, everyone is free. Aren't you free? No one's ruling over you. So, brother, who is reigning or ruling over you in the church today?
Oder Elias, ja, ist der Elias dort? Ja, Elias, ja. Der herrscht.
Who is it who is reigning over you in the church? Who tells you what your marriage should look like? Nobody. It's nobody.
Aber weißt du, es gibt einer, der in euch herrscht.
But you know, there is one in you who rules in you, and that is the Lord. He is the life.
Und er kann besser herrschen als alle.
And he is a better ruler than anyone else.
Aber hier sehen wir, es ist wunderbar, ein wunderbares Bild.
And so here we see a wonderful picture. We return to this picture of this wonderful tabernacle. Ultimately, it is also the triune God who is our dwelling place. He is everything. He is the door. He is the entrance. And what kind of door is he? The door is not just a door. You think it's just some white linens and that's it. No, the description says a lot more. There's blue, there's purple. There is a scarlet and white linen and all these wonderful fabrics, and everything is woven together. It's fine threads that are worked together. That's wonderful. And you know, back then they didn't have any machines. It was all done by hand. And you had to be very gifted with your hands, adroit, to make something like that. And then in the holy place, this covering is also made of these same materials. And there even had to be a cherubim. Yeah, woven in, stitched in. That is really a work of art. If you gave it a try, it would be quite difficult for you to do, especially because you've never even seen a cherubim. And he's such an entrance, you know, it's not just the color red. You know, Christians these days, they just see the red, the scarlet. They just see that the Lord died on the cross and his blood was shed, and praise the Lord, now I'm saved and nothing can happen to me, and that's it. Well, their entrance only has a red curtain. What does our entrance look like? Is it all red? Maybe I have to change the color of my front door and make it four colors. And then when people come, they'll say, oh, how strange, your door has four colors. And maybe people will think, maybe I have a screwless. But you know, today we see such an entrance. That is, it's white with a scarlet color. Woven together. It's not just one big fiery red slab and all white or all blue or all purple, but it's all finely woven together.
Wunderbar. Das ist unser Herr.
That's so wonderful, and that is our Lord. He is the second man. He came from the heaven, and he is a king, and yet he is a slave. And his humanity is so wonderful. He was both man and God. It's all woven together in one. It's all blended together. Yeah. And yet you can still see the individual components. That is the entrance, the door. And when we enter in, what kind of entrance are we going through? That's not just an entrance for salvation, that I would not have to go to the lake of fire and, oh, all my sin is forgiven, praise the Lord, I'm cleansed, praise the Lord, I'm entering in, but I'm entering in as an earthly person. No, that's not possible, because then if I'm earthly, I'll be brown or gray or black, ugly colors. I'll have a strange color.
And
in Revelation 4, there even is the pale horse. Yeah, so if I come in with a pale color, I even enter in dragging much death behind me with a dead color. So this entrance demonstrates that when I enter, why am I entering? What is my perspective when I enter in? Do I have an inward consciousness? Many things cannot enter in with me. When I enter in, when I go through this entrance, there are things that have to be left outside the door that have to be judged. Paul said, how can we still sin if we have died? Paul could not understand this. How could a dead man still come out and rob a bank? How could a dead man rob a bank? How did he get out of his grave? And then he robbed the Deutsche Bank? How is that possible? Is it possible? Brother, is such a thing possible? Of course not. So that's why Paul also argued, well, how could a dead man still sin? Well, actually, I have nothing to tell Paul in this regard. It's true. A dead man cannot sin anymore, unless maybe he's only halfway dead and not completely dead. Paul says, I have been crucified. That means I fully accept, completely accept the judgment. The Lord is this wonderful bronze serpent. And if the Lord has already judged, fully judged this serpent and moved it out of the way, then I also have to be free of this serpent. I've also died together with it. So Paul really recognized this and he exercised this. I am crucified. I've died with Christ. It's no longer I who live. But we did not learn it this way when we became believers.
Alle Dinge da.
And so we dragged all kinds of things into this outer court with us because we didn't see these colors. We didn't see that the Lord is our King, this purple color. And we didn't see that the salvation is not just salvation from eternal condemnation, but I have to be saved to the uttermost. Every part of my being has to be saved and has to be sanctified. It has to be white, white garments. My conduct, my walk has to be white, has to be filled with righteousness. It's not just to say, praise the Lord, but I have to know that Christ must be my righteousness. And what that also means is that my conduct on all my doings have to be righteous. How can Christ be my righteousness if my conduct, my daily conduct, is unrighteous? And then I say, well, I believe Christ is my righteousness. It is written, but yet my conduct, my daily conduct, is filled with things that are unrighteous. So that's not what is meant. When we see this picture, it's wonderful that we can now experience all these things. The altar of judgment. Where does this bronze come from? This rebellious crowd that was with Korah, they all took their censers that were made of bronze or copper in the German translation.
I don't
know why they had those, but in any event, they were using them, and they were still using them, but they were so rebellious. You think if we are so rebellious like the sons of Korah, Isaiah chapter 1, God said to his people, even your prayer, I don't want to even hear your prayer. It stinks. It smells bad. It's not incense. It's not a sweet aroma.
Yeah.
And then we wonder and ask ourselves why God is not hearing our prayer, because God hears the prayer of the righteous. So there are a lot of conditions. And so here we see we have to experience all these things. It's not just about knowledge. Oh, we know who Korah is, and we know how many stood with him, and we know that the earth was opened and swallowed up this whole group, and that the others were destroyed with fire from above. So only the copper remained. And the Lord said, Moses, gather up all of these. And if I were Moses, I would have said, but why? What for? The Lord said, use this copper to build this burnt offering altar, or to overlay this burnt offering altar. So that when everyone comes to the altar, they will immediately think of this rebellious copper that resulted from this rebellion. They would immediately remember, yes, Lord, I really need salvation. Save me. Myself has to be saved. I must be judged. So that I, myself, and my flesh can be judged. Lord, I take you and I thank you for your death on the cross. You are my sin offering, my trespass offering. You are my peace offering. I need peace with God because I still commit so many rebellious acts. I'm still so disobedient to God in so many things. How often do you judge your own thoughts? All these things that are in your mind, you have to learn to judge. Lord, I don't want this in my thoughts. It doesn't belong. My thoughts belong to the Lord. So, Lord, renew my mind through your Spirit. So that the mind will be the mind of the Spirit. But I cannot have the mind of the Spirit if the Spirit doesn't renew my mind. So there's this working together, the synergy. It's so important. There has to be judgment. But if I say, oh Lord, I'm not able to do it, and I even really love these thoughts that I shouldn't have, oh, it's a little small enjoyment for me to be thinking about these things. Then the Lord will say, okay, you can continue enjoying this, but I can't help you. You know, Philippians 2 is so precious. It says we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God. Does the verse say, for it is God who works? Is that it? What is written here? Yeah, it is the God who works in you both to will and to do. So he does not do it for you, but he will work in you the will so that you will want to do it. But if you always say, well, I don't want to do it. I'm very weak and I just can't do it. Lord, you do it for me. Then the Lord will say, then I need some more time to heal your will. He will not do it for you. He works in you to will. And if there's no will to do something, then you can't do it. Paul says, yeah, what I will to do, I do not do. But what I do not want to do, that I do. So the problem is with my will. So this wonderful God has to work in us to will. I have to tell God, I want to do it. So work the will in me. Then the Lord will also give me the strength to do this. Yeah, amen. Amen. He works in us both to will and to do. So you do it now because God healed your will and he's granted you the strength to do. Then there's no more need for him to do it for you, but you are the one who's doing it. It also says in Romans 12, through the Spirit we have to put to death the deeds of the body. You have to do it, but not alone, but you have to do that through the Spirit. But it's in your hand if you desire to do it, if you will to do it. So this cooperation, this working together is wonderful. That's why the scripture also says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Or another translation is, do not dampen the Holy Spirit. Let yourself be led through the Holy Spirit. Well, I can't lead someone who doesn't want to be led. So here we see, praise the Lord, we have a lot of cooperation that we have to do, also with this labor. And we see there are so many pillars, and you can say, oh, okay, these pillars are of acacia wood, and acacia is Christ, but Christ is up above, and I'm down here below. So where do you think Christ is going to get these pillars? The brother said correctly, He gains the pillars through us. But if we are to be these pillars, then you have to get acacia wood. And not just a little bit. Not just a little stick of acacia wood. A pillar, it's a pillar, not a little stick, not a little twig or a bamboo shoot. And if it's just a little stick, then when the wind blows, it will wobble around like that. And then if there's a stronger wind, and when the linen hangings are fastened to the pillars, then in the end, it will just topple over. So in the last years, we've seen many just topple over. We've seen entire walls destroyed. You know, when the wall is destroyed, then there is no more protection. Then in the end, all kinds of strange things can enter in. You have to pose a question. Why is the first aspect of the New Jerusalem you see? A very high wall. And this wall is not so easy to destroy. It's 1,000 or 10,000 times stronger than a fence. You don't see just a fence around the New Jerusalem, but a solid wall built of precious stones. At that time, it's no longer built with small copper feet or bronze feet, but it has a foundation of 12 stones. Nothing can enter in there. And many have asked, why does Revelation 22 say that the dogs are outside and this and that? There are so many things. Do they still exist? No, but what it's meant to show is that these things cannot enter into the new earth and the new heaven. All these things, in that time, all these things are already in the lake of fire. Can you imagine if in that time there are still such terrible things out there? No. But if we want to build Zion today, yes, you can reconstruct the temple. But the problem is that the enemy will always come and try to enter in and to destroy it. That's why Nehemiah went, and the first thing he did was he built the wall. It's not sufficient to just rebuild the temple if you don't rebuild the wall around the city, because that's the protection. There were so many enemies all around them. So don't think that the enemy will stop trying to destroy. The enemy is the destroyer. That's why this beast is called Apollyon, or Abaddon. That's a terrible name that will destroy everything, especially God's building. The enemy is trying to destroy everything through our flesh, through our self. And so we see how important this enclosure is. And if it's true that this outer court corresponds to our body, and although our body today is a lowly body, it is actually a body that is made of dust. But the final stage of our salvation is that we will receive a body of glory. That's the last stage of sonship, according to Romans 8. And we have a longing to reach this final stage of sonship, which is Yeah, but don't think that this body is useless. But it has to be made alive. It has to be sanctified. It has to be disciplined. It has to be ruled over by you, by me. Paul learned to discipline, to bring his body into subjection. And that was a really important reason. His reason for bringing his body into subjection is so that he would not preach, but himself be disqualified. If I let my body and my vessel just contain whatever I want it to. So that's the point. When we see this picture, the Lord does not dwell in my flesh, of course not. But he lives in my spirit. As the picture shows of the tabernacle, he dwells in the Holy of Holies. But he wants to permeate from the spirit out into my soul. He wants to dwell in my heart. And many believers think, oh, right after I believe, the Lord dwells in my heart. That's actually not true. The inner man has to be strengthened, as Paul writes in Ephesians 3. There are many preconditions. Our heart still has to be cleansed, purified, sanctified, so that Christ can really dwell, make his home in his heart. So what do you do when you want to enter into a new home, especially if it's a rental home, and especially if the prior tenants were 10 hippies? What do you think the apartment, the condition of the home will look like if the prior tenants were 10 hippies? Well, maybe you don't have those kinds of homes where you live. But if you want to move into the same home or apartment, will you move in right away? Well, maybe if you're also a hippie. But then you'll feel at home. But I don't think you're ready. And your wife would certainly say, no, I'm not moving into this apartment. You can move into it yourself if you want. I'm going to just stay in the hotel temporarily until you have renovated this home. So do you think the Lord will just, without further ado, move into my heart as his home?
Yeah.
Lord, make your home, make your dwelling place in my heart. We pray this way, but the Lord will say, okay, but there's still a lot for me to do. I have to cleanse your heart. I have to clean it. I have to bring many things in order, and in the end, it will even be fully renewed. You know, the bathroom has to be renovated, the kitchen, the bedroom, all the furniture, and even the paint on the wall has to be a different color, has to be four colors and not just pink or gray and all these things. So in the end, you have a brand new dwelling place, a new heart. The Lord even said, I will give you a new heart. Because your old heart is not suitable for him to make a home. We all have to look back. Wow, what a shame how our heart looks or looked. And if I tell the Lord today, move into my heart, make home in my heart, then first I have to check, is everything actually in order? Even if the Lord were just to come and stay in my heart for a while as a guest. Yeah, even when I receive a guest in my home, I have to clean that room before the guest arrives.
Und daher sehen wir, in das Allerheiligste hineinzuziehen.
And so we see that if we are to enter into the Holy of Holies, you can say that is a palace, the entrance alone, you already see golden pillars, which is totally different from outside. These pillars are entirely of gold. And the feet are silver, and everything else there is also gold. And the curtain, the hanging, everything is made of the highest, most wonderful, valuable materials, precious materials, not the copper or the bronze of the rebellious Korah out there, but it's made of gold. So that alone gives you respect and awe of going to that place. So if I go there, I can't just go as I am. And then it's written that only the priests may enter in. And if you don't want to be a priest, okay, God cannot force you. Of the 12 tribes, there was only one tribe in the end, Levi, that was allowed to handle the holy things. And even from among this tribe, it was the sons of Aaron that received the priesthood. This is so important for God. Originally, God wanted a kingdom of priests, a priestly kingdom. So actually, everyone was supposed to be a priest, and as Revelation confirms, God never gave up his purpose. And so in Revelation, it is written again in chapter 5 and also in chapter 7. He wants to make us priests and kings. And at the very end of Revelation, his servants, his slaves, will serve him as priests and rule with him. This purpose of God has never changed. We are blind and we don't see it. But this is the purpose of God. It's unchanging. So, out there in the outer court, there's the burnt offering altar, which is judgment, which is of bronze, and that's out by the entrance. It's close to the entrance, which shows it's the first thing you see and the first thing you have to do when you enter in. But this bronze laver is closer to the entrance of the holy place.
And
that shows that the priests have to be washed before they enter in so they would not die. That's actually a terrible word. If you are not cleansed, if you don't wash yourself, you will die. You might say, oh, is it really so bad? If I tell you, hey, brother, if you don't shower twice a day, you will die. You would laugh and you'd say, oh, that's a crazy thing to say. No one will die if they only shower once a week. But the holy, when it comes to holy things, it's a different matter. It's not according to our own concept. I might say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, I can just enter in.
lebendig hinein, tot.
I might go in alive, but I'll come out dead.
So einfach ist es nicht. Wir haben nicht dieses
It's not so easy. We don't have this consciousness that we are coming to a holy one, to an inner sanctum, this inner area, and the atmosphere there is completely different.
Wie spät ist es jetzt? Entschuldigung. Ja. Aber dieses Bewusstsein müssen wir haben.
But we need such a consciousness. That's why I emphasize again that it's not a matter of knowledge, but it's that we have to have this sense of life that we have to do with God. We are dealing with God. This is wonderful. John saw in Revelation 1. He didn't just jump up and say hallelujah when he had the vision in Revelation. Well, this is a wonderful Christ. When I read this, I would say hallelujah. When I read Revelation 1, I would not fall down like John did. If I see a paper tiger, I'm even impressed. I'll say, wow, it really looks like a real tiger. It's painted really well, and even teeth. If I see something like that, I will not fall down as on my face as though dead. But if I really live before, if I'm standing in front of a living tiger, a real tiger, I'll tell you, I'll be frozen. I won't even be able to run away. I'll be so nervous and afraid that I'll be frozen, and then I'll be the tiger's prey. I'll be eaten up. That means that the teaching is useless if it remains only teaching or doctrine. But John, when he really saw the vision, he fell down as though dead. And John, James, and Peter all said when they heard the voice of God, they fell down as though they were dead. That was also the experience of Paul on the way to Damascus, when Christ, God appeared to him. That was a real experience. Knowledge does not cause us to have this kind of reaction, to fall as dead. And woe is me, or as Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. It is really the rarest of people that has such an experience. Even if we had such, we so-called saw such an experience with our mind, then we would just become proud. We would think that we would already be in the seventh heaven. So if you really enter into this holiest place, you will see it's so wonderful. And this morning, our brother spoke about the covering. Just to see this is so wonderful. And we see this is a wonderful cover. And it's made of the same materials once again. Blue, purple, scarlet, white linen. And it's so wonderfully made, but now with cherubims, shows that inside there's the glory of the Lord, and the cherubims are not just there to demonstrate God's glory, but also to protect it, because woe to you if you are not qualified to enter in, then the cherubims will not spare you. The first mention of cherubim is that they were there at the gate of the Garden of Eden with swords of fire that this sinful Adam and Eve could not enter back in after they were cast out to steal from the tree of life.
So ist es. Wir haben keine Furcht Gottes. Leider.
We have no fear of God, unfortunately.
Haben wir in Jesaja Kapitel 11 betont.
And that's why we emphasized when it came to Isaiah 11, there are six attributes that are described in three pairs of the Spirit of God. And the last one that is mentioned is the fear of the Lord. And at that time, we also emphasized and saw that the Lord is especially well pleased by the fear of the Lord. And what do we appreciate about the Spirit? Oh, we appreciate the anointing that teaches us all things, because we want to have a lot of knowledge. We want to all be PhDs. We want to be Dr. Know-it-all.
Theologisch gesprochen, allwissen, wir sind alle, wir wollen alle Doktor.
We want to just be a Dr. Know-it-all when it comes to spiritual things.
Wer hat uns gewarnt? Jakobus.
But it's James who warned us. Did James say you should all have a diploma to be a teacher? Do you not want to be a teacher in the church? Well, James said you should not all seek to be teachers because you teach the others, but you do not do. So what will happen? You will receive much greater punishment than the others.
Deshalb habe ich alle jungen Brüder und älteren Brüder und mir selbst.
That's why I tell the younger brothers, the older brothers, and myself, I've always admonished us, do not just be about the doctrine or the teaching, but really be about the experience, the substance, the essence of Christ, of the triune God. Yeah, that's important. So one thing I still want to say is that all these wonderful colors, which are Christ, and we don't have these colors in our natural self. I'm brown and black and pale. I'm all these terrible colors in my natural self. And we don't have these wonderful, beautiful colors that we see in the tabernacle, but we can gain them. We can gain Christ through all these offerings. And that's why we have to gain the offerings. That's why we have this song, that may the Spirit make us diligent to experience all these offerings. Do you think you can gain these colors? You can gain the humanity of the Lord if you're lazy and not diligent? If you don't diligently use every opportunity to gain his fine humanity, if you're so slow, then when the Lord comes back, you'll be like these foolish virgins who didn't have enough humanity, who had not gained enough humanity. You might have a little bit, but it's not sufficient. You need a rod or with rings, not just a pillar, but you also need a rod to be fastened to all the others, and they all have to be gold and overlaid with gold. You might say, oh, I have some of the humanity of the Lord, I have a little bit of gold, but you cannot have fellowship, and you cannot work together with the other saints. You are just alone. And the dimensions are also important. Don't think, oh, I've got a little humanity, I have a little bit of wood, but how much is it sufficient to meet the dimensions? Paul said, we have to come to the full measure of Christ. And the Lord measures everything. If it's according to his measurement, it's a golden ruler. God will measure everything. And if we don't have enough, if we were too lazy, it's not sufficient. And the Lord will not say, oh, okay, don't worry about it. I'll just shrink the dimensions of the holy place. Do you think that will happen? No, if you build a house, everything has to be exactly according to the measurement. Otherwise, it will not stand. If someone installed a new window in this house, and now and then if it rains and water starts to leak in, that's no good. So it didn't have the proper measurement. You know, if the rain doesn't come and the wind doesn't blow, then as the Lord said in Matthew 7, then the house remains standing. But if the rain falls and the wind blows, then the whole house will collapse.
Was für ein Haus bauen wir heute?
So what kind of a house are we building today?
Weißt du, was ich große Angst heute habe
bei mir? You know what I greatly fear today? For myself, when I read the word, I say, Lord, save me from my own interpretation, my own understanding. I want to see your pure word. It is a holy word. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter says this. That prophecy never came by the will of man. Sorry, verse 20. That no scripture, no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. So it cannot be interpreted by my perverse, twisted understanding. All these things that I'm thinking about all day, and then I come to the word. Then at the end of 2 Peter, did he not say that what Paul wrote, it's hard to understand that many people twist the word of God. And that's what we do. If we don't understand it, then we twist it until it fits to my twisted understanding. We're not able to wait for the Lord to grant us light. We're not able to wait for the anointing to speak to us. For the Lord to do his daily renewing and sanctifying work in our mind. We don't have such a desire. So to return to this picture, we need the proper dimensions. That's why Paul said that our oneness has to grow to the full measure of Christ, the fullness of the Lord. And if I have not reached these dimensions, and I just think, oh, I can already do it, and then you try, well, if you build according to your own measurements, the house will collapse. In these boards, that are the wall, they're not just glued together. They're not just glued with regular glue, but no, they're overlaid with gold, and there have to be rings. Or we don't just say, oh, I don't have enough wood, so what can I use as an alternative? How can I keep these boards together? Oh, whatever, I'll just use nails instead, and bang, bang, bang. I'll just hammer in the nails. And if we cannot find a golden ring, we'll say, that's too complicated. Oh, I'll just find a nail somewhere and just use a hammer, and yeah, that's fine, right? It's same result. It will still attach all the boards together. Well, maybe that's good enough for your own house. There's no material in my own house that's of gold. I cannot afford that. Or silver or bronze.
Aus billiges Material.
My house is made of cheap materials. And if I have to fix something around the house, I always ask, what's the cheapest way to fix it? What's the cheap material I can use? There's a Chinese proverb. It's, if something is cheap, it's never good. But I still always seek something that's both good and cheap. My wife always has to say, John, the cheap stuff is never good. Well, basically what it means is that if you want to have something of a high quality, you have to pay the price. But I want to tell you, don't be stingy when it comes to acquiring the heavenly goods. The Lord says, come, buy gold from me. Buy eye salve from me, a white garment. Buy it from me.
Du kannst nicht mit irgendeinem Material bauen. Und das hat Paulus,
you can't build with just any material. And Paul really recognized this clearly. And that's why he wrote to the Corinthians. And the Corinthians, they tried to build a church with so many other materials. That's why it didn't work. He said, you are fleshly, you are soulish, and you are using other different materials. And that's why there was arguing and fighting. And in the end, there was judgment. That's why Paul said, build with gold, silver, and precious stones. Otherwise, everything will burn up when the judgment comes. And you will not be able to withstand it. So when it comes to God and His work and His building, you cannot deal with it in such a matter-of-fact way. Everything has a specific meaning. And that's why this concept of oneness by itself is insufficient. If you say, oh, we are one, but what kind of oneness are you keeping? In the end, you are the oneness. No, the oneness is actually, it's gold rings. And these rods also have to be so straight. They cannot be crooked. You know, Satan is crooked. He's a snake. A snake is never straight. But these rods have to be so straight. And the acacia wood, it have to be made of acacia wood, incorruptible. God will examine everything. God is not wishy-washy. He will not say, oh, okay, you did it differently, but that's fine, no matter. So they have to be so straight, so that they will be able to go through these rings in the middle. If it's crooked, if the rod is crooked, then there's a problem. So which one of us here is not crooked? Do we want to keep a crooked oneness? Well, in the end, that won't work. We all want to replace Christ. We'll say, okay, Lord, you just stay up there. Why don't you let me take care of it? And then we use and accept all kinds of things. No, we can receive only what Christ, we can accept only what Christ accepts. And don't think that Christ accepts just anything. We let everything come in that Christ does not permit to come in. And just like this beautiful cover, the dimensions, covering, the dimensions have to be proper. And it's not just an enormous tapestry. No, it is beautifully. With two groups, with multiple groups of five, that means it's a building up of multiple groups. There's not a single piece that's all for itself. It's only Christ that is one. But the rest are all built together, multiple elements built together. They're built together with loops. Like my jacket here. There has to be a hole, there has to be a hole or a loop so that the button can go through it so that it can be fastened together. So do you have this in your life? Do you have these loops that can actually contain a clasp, so that something can be clasped together?
Yeah.
But not according to your choice. You can say, oh, I like this one brother. He always listens to me and he's my type of guy. So I'll just build myself up with him. Then my clasp is like a wooden clothespin or even plastic.
Und diese Lupe da, diese
Schlaufe.
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 Ja, Öse, oder?
Schlaufe oder Öse.
Okay, das mag nicht. I will call it the loop.
This loop has to be the loop has to be with blue. It has to be blue. It has to have a heavenly color. That's what is ordained. That is the ordinance. So we might think we are all built together, but ultimately we all fall apart. We're torn up. The plastic broke. The plastic pin broke. And in the end, the building up is actually a building apart or falling apart. And there is a big crack in the wall. So it's a matter of experience. Back then, I already asked, we speak so much of the building up. Why is there, after a certain period, always a period of collapse or a period of tearing down? So there's always the cycle of building up anew, and then as soon as there's a storm, everything collapses. The roof collapses, and the walls are cracked, and everything falls down. And then we start over, and we build it up again. This can't be the way. Well, we're running a little short on time.
Nein, wir haben keine Zeit mehr, um das
zu tun. Well, we don't have time to continue this pattern, to keep doing repeating this. If the Lord opens our eyes to see, God is the best architect. As Hebrews 11 says, that this city of God, the builder and architect is God, not I and not you, and not whoever. And even as Paul said, he's the master builder. Everything still fell apart. Maybe Paul had a nice blueprint, but the churches didn't use the proper materials. You can see the blueprint or the plan, but do you have the proper materials? Okay, if we have it, do we have enough? Otherwise, if you have gold but you don't have enough, then the golden lampstand will only be a mini lampstand. It's supposed to be a talent of gold, but you only have a single ounce of gold. Then your lampstand will be no bigger than my fingers. The seven branches of the lampstand will be as big as my fingers, and the fire will only be so tiny that you'll just have tiny little flame like a candle. And then you still want to use this lampstand to light up the whole holy place with a super mini tiny lampstand? No wonder we can't see a thing. As the Germans say, there's a German saying, it's literally translated as, I only see black. Basically, I see nothing. Well, we are blind. We're in darkness. Forgive me, I'm speaking too much. So the time is up again.
Yeah. Amen. Aber ich brauche nicht viel zu beschreiben. Ich beschreibe nur die Erfahrung. Ich beschreibe.
Yeah, but I really am just speaking of experience, not of doctrine. I don't have a burden to speak about doctrine. I really don't. The burden in my heart for myself and for all the saints is, Lord, you want the reality. And so we also desire to have the reality. Now is not the time to gather up more knowledge when we have not even fully laid hold of everything that we do know, and we have not yet fully applied it in reality in our daily life. So may the Lord be merciful to us, gracious to us. Amen. Let's have some prayer. Lord, thank you for your prayer, for your word about the building up and for the vision of what you want to do with us today. And we also pray to you, save us from doing just anything that does not remain, that does not abide. Admonish us, lead us, strengthen us to pay the price to gain what you are and what you desire. That what is being built in every locality today will abide and will be acceptable to you when you come. Lord, we want the full measure. We don't want something crooked or something small, but we want everything to be according to your measurement. Father, amen. Strengthen us in these days to be fully saved. We don't want to gather more knowledge and doctrine, but we want to see more of you as the triune God in our lives, in all the saints. Amen. Amen.
Vater, Jesus Christus in uns, uns hineinleiten in alle.
May the Spirit lead us through Jesus Christ into all the truth and to see the revelation that you want to show us in the tabernacle, which is not just knowledge, but we want to be led by the Spirit into all the reality through this wonderful pattern. And also strengthen our inner man, strengthen the inner man of all the saints, so that we would bring your plan. Yeah, we would fulfill your plan. We believe and trust you that you can do it with all of us. We thank you for what you have spoken in your word, in the Bible, that you will accomplish it. We thank you and we praise you. And thank you also for all the saints. Amen. So see you tomorrow. The time is really so short. But in the coming 4 years, we'll still have a lot of opportunity for fellowship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See everybody.